The huge Chinese balloon spotted over Montana yesterday continues to drift across the United States. And with accusations from the Pentagon that it's spying on sensitive military sites, Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stakes Beijing trip meant to ease U.S.-China tensions. China is denying the balloon is being used for surveillance and that it's for weather research and just blew off course. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Robert Daly, director of the Wilson Center's Kissinger Institute on China and the United States. Thank you so much, Robert, for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, before we get into the China-U.S. relations, we just can't keep our eye off the shiny object in the sky over the United States. And and then there's a second balloon from China that is drifting now over Latin America. Are you concerned?
Well, I'm not concerned with immediate threats. I'm a little bit concerned that we seem unable to intercept any of these balloons. We've heard from the government that we can't, you know, shoot it down with a missile because debris could hit people, you know, who are on the surface. But why can't we just pluck these things out of the sky, find out what's with them and inside them, and then expose the balloons? I'm a little mystified as to why we're as passive as we are.
I have looked at you know, different people's opinions about what is really going on, people who describe themselves as China experts. And one theory being floated is that the balloon was sent to send a signal to the Americans to see how they would respond, that it was a more an intentional act just to kind of test the waters or test the airspace, so to speak. Would you buy that?
That is a possibility. You know, Beijing's government, it's a black box. We don't know how they operate. They are generally not this ham-handed. You know, this doesn't work for China to have this exposed just before Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, goes to Beijing. He was supposed to be in the air right now. China badly wants a timeout from friction with the United States because it needs to focus on getting its own economy in shape. And so it's not really looking for trouble. So is this just, bureaucratic poor coordination? Is it the military was doing things that Beijing didn't know about? There is no one clear explanation yet. What we do know, what our military has been very clear on, is that this is not a weather balloon.
The U.S. continues to build its presence around China in South Korea and the Philippines. With that as a backdrop and that in mind, do you think these talks would have been productive in the first place, even if this spy balloon wasn't flying over the United States?
I think that it's better to talk than to ignore each other and just sling accusations across the Pacific. But no, I did not have high expectations for the talks. The two sides want something different from them. As I said, China wants a timeout. It wants to be left alone. Xi Jinping has an intimidating domestic inbox, and there is, you know, really for the first time in 10 years, fairly widespread skepticism about his ability to handle things well. He wants to be left alone. That's what they're hoping for these talks. That's not what we want. What we want is to put what we call guardrails and the floor in place such that we can continue to compete in what President Biden calls extreme competition with China, but with greater confidence that it won't go out of control and lead to a conflict. So China wants the conflict to stop altogether. We want to legitimize it and regularize it. China doesn't want to give us that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that this meeting between Antony Blinken and Chinese officials is officially off? Is it postponed? Would you be surprised if Antony Blinken got on a plane next week?
I'd be surprised if he got on a plane as early as next week, but clearly he will go to Beijing. The United States and China are not going to stop talking to each other because of this incident. One of the things that those of us who don't have security clearances can't really answer is, what do we do to China? You know, we often give other countries a pass when they're caught spying on us, in part because it's a strange kind of gentleman's game in which we want a pass for spying on them. And a little bit of that seems to be at work here. So there's a lot that we don't know yet about not only why China did this, but what America's motivations are.
You've given us a lot to think about, Robert. Thank you so much for your time. Robert Daly, director of the Wilson Center's Kissinger Institute on China in the United States.